It won't be hard to find a fairy godmother on March 7th. Why? Because we'll be at Metapalooza, the Purple Fairy Expo, at the Eagle River Lions Club in Eagle River. The captivating day will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until 7 p.m. Come early and plan on staying all day. There'll be enchanting vendors, magical healers, and mystical readers like Stars of Alaska, Daydreams and Fairies, The Fairy Godmother and Friends, Beauty Control, and the Roller Girls from Bella Boutique on Spinard. Plus, plan on being mystified with psychic medium Julie Meir. Relax with reflexology, color energy, and palm reading. You can even sign up for a class or buy a new fairy. You'll get in a full day of shopping, gawking, learning, and there'll be plenty of snacks so you won't get famished. Experience the fairy realm in your own backyard. Leave the land of muggles and enter the enchanted realm of the Fairy Purple Expo. One day only at the Eagle River Lions Club, mile 1.5 on Eagle River Road, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. when it all disappears. Admission $5 at the door.
Welcome to the Julie Meir Psychic Medium Show. The next hour is a labor of love from me to you, shared freely. On the show, I do the normal psychic medium stuff. I offer free on-air readings, and I would like to request feedback in exchange if you are lucky enough to get in, get through the phone lines, and get a reading. You can find my email address to send me feedback by clicking on the show title and going to my homepage here on BBS. You can also just Google Julie Meir, Ph.D., and it will take you to the website where I list my information. It's really that simple. Offering feedback gives you a chance to reflect on your reading, and it also gives me insight into my ever-expanding and always morphing symbolism. Thank you in advance for the gift of feedback. Today I'm on a mission to enlighten myself and those who are wishing to share in the same experience that I've undertaken in my life. The really great part of this grand adventure is that it is never set in stone, it is always evolving, and it's never the same from one day to the next. Who am I? I'm a professional psychic medium from the beautiful city of Anchorage, Alaska. I hold a Ph.D. in religious studies and an honorary D.D. I'm an ordained minister, a speaker, a teacher, and a traveler on life's highway. In my attempt to understand the bigger picture, I've also agreed to teach what I've been given to those who are wishing to learn. I do this by offering my hand at networking like-minded souls who walk this path in life. I teach in-person professional mediumship classes in Anchorage, Alaska. I travel to events and happenings where I'm invited. I'm here to share, I'm here to learn, to grow, to prosper, and to spread the energy around. If you are a like-minded soul, then please pull up a comfy chair and sit a while. If you would like a reading on the air, please look up at the toll-free numbers now and get your dialing finger ready. The lines fill up quickly, so you want to have the numbers handy. Anywhere in the world, you can call in at 888-815-9756. In the United States only, you can call in at 877-876-5227. If you're getting a busy signal and you don't mind paying for the call, you can call in at 530-876-3222. If you didn't get those numbers, look right down from my picture and you can see them right there. This weekend, you'll be able to find me and about 200 of my closest friends at the 5th annual Metapalooza in Eagle River, Alaska. This year, we have morphed the ever-popular event in more ways than one. The fine folks at Daydreams and Fairies will be transforming the big square block of a building known as the Eagle River Lions Club into a magical fairyland adventure that you will not want to miss. Erica and Queen Barb have worked their magic as only two members of the Red Hat Society can do. This is also the start of the Iditarod in Alaska, so it's a festive day, and you should come out and hit every celebration there is to offer. At Metapalooza, we will have readers and vendors and healers, including the ever-stellar offerings of Stars of Alaska. Stars of Alaska in Anchorage, Alaska, is where you can find me on Thursdays, Sundays, and alternate Mondays. We will have new readers making their debut at our Fairy Purple Expo. These ladies are students of the Alaska Body, Mind, Spirit Foundation. They are studying the mediumship process and theory and truly have a core purpose and reason for doing this very important work. They are merely another telephone for you to use to converse freely with the energies across the veil. We will also have Mita, the amazing palm reader, Marilyn and her color energy, reflexology, custom jewelry by Sister Sage, and snacks worthy of the queen, so you can stay all day. My favorite local designer and seamstress, Claire, of Sun Valley Sewing will also be in attendance. If you've ever wondered where I get those great bags and things, I get them from Claire. Metapalooza will only cost you $5 at the door, and individual readings will start at around $20. You can sign up for a class, buy a new fairy. You can meet the fairy guide mother in person. And you can meet like-minded folks searching the same forest of opportunity that you now find yourself in. Come on out. The doors open at 10, and they'll close at 7. This is a one-day-only affair, so mark your calendar, pick out a purple outfit, and be there with bells on at 10. We have our first caller. I'm going to go ahead and take that. Hello?
Yes, good evening, Judy. This is Jim from Florida.
Hi, Jim. My name's Julie.
Julie,
that's okay. Your voice sounds familiar to me. Have we met?
Not in person. I probably called last year. Maybe you gave me a reading a long time
ago.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Do you have white or silver hair?
Pretty much I'm bald. So.
Pretty much you're bald, so that would be a no. Okay.
<None of the above. laughs>
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
What is your hair color on your driver's license?
Probably brown, I think.
Brown? Okay.
I mean,
right.
If I was to let it grow back, that's what it would be.
Oh, okay. So you shave your head?
I
you're not naturally
head,
bald.
Yeah.
Do you know if your hair would be going gray?
Oh yeah, just on the sides
okay.
and stuff. I'm 43
okay.
now.
Oh, you're really yeah.
Are
you an engineer?
No. I'm
do you work
unemployed.
In unemployed? Do you work in like an engineering type field?
Not at all.
Okay, anything to do with putting things together, like Legos is all I can think of, but I want to say like Erector Set, building things, is that something that interests you?
Maybe when I was a kid, but I don't do anything like that now.
Okay, is that something that would spark your imagination and help get, are you kind of in a funk right now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm seeing Legos, I'm seeing Erector Sets, I'm seeing like drawings of what we call targets, which are roads and bridges and things. Do things that spark your imagination, that get you off the wheel of thinking and thinking and thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would be probably good for me.
Yeah, it would help you make a decision because I feel like you're stuck between two decisions.
Yeah.
Okay, and my stomach, what I'm doing is I'm sitting here in my chair turning back and forth, and when I do that, I know I'm trying to decide between two things.
Mm-hmm.
When I turn to the right, I feel like my stomach's actually being stabbed. It hurts. Okay, so whatever you think is the right decision may not be your happy decision. Does that make sense?
So does that mean I should do it anyway, or I'm not quite
It means follow your heart.
Okay.
Okay, many times when we make a decision based on it's the right thing to do, it turns out to be the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because we did it for reasons for everybody else except ourselves.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
I think I'm with you, yeah.
Okay, there's a there's a sign that used to be in my kitchen, it isn't anymore, that said if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And what that sign meant to me is that if my life isn't going in a happy direction, I kind of take it out on everybody else.
Yes.
So it's a really good idea when we make these decisions, yes, to take our family into account and things like that, but it's really how would I really enjoy spending the bulk of my day? And in that way, how would I affect the others who are around me? Would it be in a positive way, or would I be biting everybody's head off? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Do you spend a lot of time in the kitchen?
No more than I have to.
All right. Are you a good cook?
Yep.
Okay. Start cooking as therapy.
Okay.
Do you have, I want to say three kids and then I get two. Are there two people dependent on you?
I'm divorced, just my son, really. That's it.
Okay. Is there another thing dependent on you, like a gerbil or a kitty cat or a dog?
No, my fish died a couple weeks ago. I'm freaking out. It's very,
well, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone gave it to me, so I did the best I could. So anyway.
Okay. Was it a goldfish?
No, a Japanese fighting fish.
Oh, okay.
Well?
They only have about a two-year lifespan. We've gone through quite a few here.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't.
The trick is, Jim, you get the same color fish and you name it the same name.
Okay.
Then you don't feel so bad.
No, no.
Yeah.
I
feel like I want to tell you there's two people that are dependent on you. So that might be including yourself and your son,
mm-hmm.
or there's somebody else in the peripheral.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm single. Do you see me moving or meeting anybody or my financial situation turning around?
When I go into your energy right now, I'm just sitting in a pool of afraid. Do you overthink every decision, or do you spend a lot of time like in the house?
Yeah,
you live in an apartment, is it?
It's an apartment. Yeah, I probably.
It's an apartment. Yeah.
Been trying to work at home and do stuff, but I think I'm just getting in here, and the walls are kind of coming in on me, maybe too much time alone, too much time thinking.
Yeah. If you're going to spend quality time with someone, make sure they're agreeable.
yeah.
We have something. Something up here called cabin fever, and it's a very real thing. When you're sitting inside and it's 40, 50 degrees below zero, it's really hard to make yourself get outside and take a walk.
Yeah.
Okay. Force yourself to go outside and go for a walk every day.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just 5 minutes, optimal would be 30.
Uh-huh.
To kind of change that energy, clear out your chakras. Your body needs some exercise and needs to move.
Okay.
If you're not interacting with other people, you at least need to see real people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had made a joke one time about emoticons on email count as actual interaction. They don't. That was a joke.
Uh-huh.
We have to get out and see other live people. Okay?
Yeah, which is.
I keep getting a Twinkie. Do you eat things like Twinkies?
Probably. Well, yeah. No, I probably look like I have been, but I don't. I try to eat healthy, but I need to lose some weight.
Okay, get out and move. Get out and move around. Sometimes just by increasing your body activity, you don't even have to tweak your diet. You're just moving around, which is taking more energy than you've been expending.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at what you eat, and if you eat something that has a shelf life longer than you've been on the planet, change your food choices.
Oh, yeah, no, Twinkies last for decades. I don't eat those things.
All right.
You know, they're basically plastic. So I try to eat healthy, but maybe, you know, even too much of
a good thing. Well, look at everything that you're eating. Like if there's any kind of sauces that you're putting on stuff, if you're putting a lot of salt on stuff, really stop and kind of take an inventory of what's going in your body.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear the name Michelle. Does that name make sense to you?
Not offhand, not really.
Okay. Keep an eye open for a Michelle.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, a good place to hunt. Good place to hunt. Yeah, I'm just going to mince words here. Is the frozen food section of a grocery store on Friday or Saturday night? And the library.
Okay. Why the frozen food section? That'd be giving off cold energy. Wouldn't I want to be in
Not
the hot
really.
Section?
Actually, it sends out the message of I'm a single guy.
Okay. Well, I'll go to Whole Foods Friday night and check out the frozen pizzas.
It's basically a help me sign.
Okay.
It's one of those unspoken rules.
Yeah, well, no, going anywhere different would be a good thing, I guess. So
yeah,
just
try it. Give it a month. Cruise in the frozen food section on Friday or Saturday, and call me back and give me some feedback and invite me to the wedding.
Okay. Well, I'll mm-hmm. keep my ears perked open for Michelle,
and
if that comes true, you'll be the first to know.
Excellent. I'll be the second. I'll be the third to know, but that's okay.
You'll be up there, so I appreciate it. It gives me something to look forward to.
Yeah, start keep your hands and your mind busy. Get out and move.
Okay.
I'm sitting here turning to the right. It's like quit doing things because it's the right thing to do. Do things that actually feel good.
Yeah, maybe with springtime coming, maybe I should just do like a week fast and really just detox and clean. That
absolutely
really makes me think clear when I do that. I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, and if we're happy in our job or what we're doing to exchange the energy on this planet that we need to survive, everybody that we interact with benefits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much,
good to
Julie.
Talk to you.
Okay.
All right, you have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Okay. All right. Well, that was cool. I got a very clear picture in my brain when I first heard his voice. Interesting. I like it when that happens. Back to the Metapalooza. Metapalooza Montana will be happening in Missoula, Montana, May 2nd and 3rd. If you can't make it to Alaska this weekend, make plans to meet up in Montana. You'll be glad you did. Montana Metapalooza is being launched by Montana Mantra, and it will be a bash worthy of honors in its own right. They'll be throwing another bash in August, so make plans now for this fun fest of epic proportions. Keep your eyes and ears open for Montana Mantra, as this lady has a focus and a mission and a sense of fun equal to none. I'll be there offering in-person readings and seminars. We'll also have Karen Tallcat Conley. She's also a BBS talk radio host, and she'll be there talking to dead people and offering up her wry sense of humor. There will be Teachers of Abraham, the Silk Chakra Scarf Lady from Alaska, feng shui practitioners, and many more with much more to offer. If you're interested in attending or in presenting, you can shoot me an email, and I'll make sure it gets to the promoters. Montana Metapalooza is right off the freeway and on your way to wherever it is that you're heading in life. I'd like to offer up a grounding prayer before we get going today. Please keep in mind that I never come from a point of needing protection, as I believe that this is an invitation to realms that I do not inhabit and energies that I don't connect with. When we come from a point of asking and declaring our grounding, we have then claimed our space and set our parameters. When we come from a point of asking for protection, we are open to things that make us fearful. And with that, guides, guardians, angels, spirit, thank you for this time and thank you for this place. We ask that you surround us in a bubble of white Christ-like consciousness and energy at this time. We ask that our karmas be balanced forward and backward, and that all answers come from the current road that we walk in this current lifetime. We now open the gate to guides, guardians, and angels, who are fifth dimension and higher only, and friends and family who have crossed, you are now welcome to come through at this time. We close the gate to beings of negativity and dross. Those who have crossed through the left-hand door with ulterior motives, you're not welcome in our heads, our hearts, our homes, this show here or hereafter. We call on the archangels. Please surround us individually. Please surround us collectively. And with this claiming of our space, we have grounded. Today I want to talk about all the changes that we're seeing around us every day and the correlation to the year 2012. I was listening to the show before mine, which I'm really starting to enjoy. I like that lady a lot. She also talked about 2012, so something's in the air with this, and it is a very good thing. I've understood in my consciousness for a few years now that 2012 is not a cataclysmic, horrible event. I've clearly understood and interpreted it as a time of change in purpose on a cosmic level. To reduce it down to a very simple sauce, it's this. December 21st, 2012, is a time when those of us who truly wish to have a profound spiritual experience will indeed have a profound spiritual experience. It has been described as a pure connection with the source of all. Nirvana, perhaps? Maybe so. I, for one, am choosing to see it this way. I feel it is a time of melding of core intentions and soul purpose with the energies from beyond who have also been following this ever so wonderful law of attraction. The law of attraction, as you may or may not know, is not a new thing. There are many phenomenal teachers of the law of attraction on the market these days. So if you find that you're not clear on the law of attraction, There are many tools available to help you in your understanding. It is very simple, really. What you feel inside is what you attract into your life. If life is going swimmingly well for you, then you are radiating the feelings to attract more experiences to back up those feelings. If life is scaring the bejesus out of you, then please understand that you're radiating fear and thus attracting it back into your consciousness. Look around at your friends, your life experience, and most importantly, what you are carrying in your heart. I'm in the process of using the law of attraction and gathering new information into my consciousness in an effort to better understand the ever-present and ever-expanding question, why? I have found the last couple of weeks very interesting in light of new and wonderful sources of information, and more questions have been coming to me from many different sources. With that, I want to go ahead and take another caller. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Julie?
Not too bad. Hey, I just got a reference to Sesame Street's Ernie and Bert. Does that make sense to you?
Ernie and Bert, yes.
You are Bert. Okay. Good to talk to you, Bert. Are you a writer or a producer?
I'm neither of those. I try to write sometimes on my own to, I've got aspirations of writing like a screenplay, but that's to the extent of it, I guess.
I feel like I wanted to say hi to you because you're a writer or a producer. I really want to validate this, and I want to ask you, is your mother's mother crossed? This would be your grandmother on your mother's side?
My mother's mother has not crossed, not yet. She is an advanced Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So she's expected to any time, really. So.
Okay. She's the one that's acknowledging you as a writer to me, and I get the name Pearl, or I get reference to a pearl. Does this make sense in connection with her?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Pearl, then, symbolically, to me, would mean wisdom. Okay. Are you above average or above average intelligence? Do you carry that wisdom?
I know that.
Depending on who we ask.
You may need to ask my wife. I would like to say that, I would say that I am at least average intelligence, and I hope that I'm above average. So.
I feel like I want to share with you that you have insights and understandings that make you different because most people can't even wrap their brain around it. Does this ring a bell?
Oh, yeah, I would say that's definitely true.
You talk about things and people's eyes kind of glass over?
Yeah.
All right, then. Then we're on the right track with your grandmother, who, by the way, is checking out the real estate. Okay. Many times when we have somebody, when my experience connecting with those who are in advanced stages of Alzheimer's, they're crossing to the other side to kind of see what's happening.
Okay.
The body's here, but nobody's home. Really?
Yeah, I would say that's definitely the case in her situation.
Okay. I kind of feel like she's tap dancing too. Is she kind of a practical joker kind of a person?
To my knowledge, she was always, a very charismatic, kind of footloose, fancy free, but she was a high school cheerleader, I know that, back in the early 50s.
Okay, it's kind of, to me, it's like she's almost tap dancing around and showing off. So, being a high school cheerleader myself, I could say that's the feeling that I'm getting. It's like, look at me, okay?
Okay,
the direction that I'm going, my point, and I have one. I want to encourage you to pursue whatever it is that you're writing. It may be out there. It may be strange. It doesn't matter. Okay, it's important that you do it. And I feel like you're also going to produce it, which means you're probably the bankroll behind the idea.
Okay.
Okay. You stash money away, right? Nobody's going to know who you are. We don't see your face.
I try my best. No, I wouldn't say that I hoard money. I mean,
No, you stash it away in anticipation of something.
Yeah, I would say that
It's like if I was to peruse through your house and leaf through some books and look through your vegetable bin and that kind of stuff, I'd come out with a pretty good haul, I think.
No, that's not me.
Okay, look through
your
books. Did your grandmother do things like this?
She did that, yes.
You need to, when it's time, when it's appropriate, please go check out the books in the refrigerator. Yeah, because I really feel I want to encourage this. Like, you're going to be able to bankroll whatever it is that you do, so don't worry about the critics. It doesn't matter. Okay?
Okay.
David, the name David, does that make sense to you?
Yes, David makes sense to me.
Okay. I'm getting reference to David and Goliath. Would this make sense in reference to David? Is David kind of overpowering?
Well, I don't know. I don't know him. I don't know anything really about him. I just know his name, and he is he's obviously important in my life.
Okay, he's going to be, I get him, you know, usually when I get David and Goliath, David was the little guy and Goliath was the giant that he actually hit with the rock in the third eye, knocked him out. So keep an eye on David, okay? Just know that David doesn't understand you, doesn't understand what's going on with you, okay?
Okay.
Sometimes when people don't understand what it is that we're trying to do, they react in fear or anger without realizing that they're kind of derailing the whole train, okay?
Okay.
Just note it, you know, keep your third eye on David. You're an intuitive, is that right?
Yeah, I would like to say that I'm intuitive, yeah.
That's why I keep getting this third eye reference. Third eye is when we are looking through our third eye, we are actually going deeper within ourselves for understanding. It we don't have a snorkel to see into everybody else's business, okay?
Okay.
When we understand ourselves better, then we are able to intuit and interpret more accurately for others, okay? Are you going through a really tumultuous or strange time right now, like puberty, but it isn't puberty? Like mental puberty?
No, I wouldn't say that's me.
Are things feeling out of place, things feeling strange, new ideas coming in and out?
No, I don't feel any of that. I feel like I've got a grasp on it all.
Okay.
So.
There might be, I feel like I'm in it right now, so I'm going to tell you, there might be, and there's a very good probability that one day you're going to wake up and go, who am I and what am I doing here? Okay? That is a starting point to deep sixing a little deeper into your own consciousness and your own understanding. So it feels very scary, but it's actually a very positive thing.
Okay.
We can relate it to the rug being pulled out from underneath of us. Okay, it's really scary when it's happening, but after we look around, we really didn't like that rug anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm following you there. As far as the relation to what you just said, I wasn't feeling that I'm in that category.
Well, write it down. Because if you're not in now, it's on the horizon.
Okay.
Okay. And like I said earlier, I feel like I'm in it right now.
Okay.
So it might be happening and it's like haven't really hit home, haven't really noticed it yet, but it's going to, when we run into these things, and I ran into it a few times, you wake up and it's like, what am I doing? How did I get here? Is there a reference to you in banking? Are you in like a financial profession? Okay, is there anything to do with banking with you?
No, not other than I, you know, go to many banks. I just got done talking to a bank on the phone.
Okay, because I'm getting a very strong bank banking reference here, and I'm trying to draw a bead on it, get a little more precise for you. I'm in a brick building. Is it an older bank, an older banking institution?
No, this is, you know, common bank, nationwide bank that I was just on the phone with. The bank I go to is a privately owned bank.
Okay.
and it's not that old.
I keep...
It's not as big.
Okay, the reference that I'm getting is I'm seeing a bank, and it's like an older brick building. So I don't know if you're trying, if you're looking at different avenues for banking, or like different funds, or different banking accounts. But I really want to steer you in the direction of look to an older bank.
Okay.
Yeah. Does this have to do with mutual funds or investments? The conversation that you just had with the bank.
No, it was an auto loan and a.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it something you're trying to secure?
No, I already have it. It was just a change in account to make a payment. That was earlier.
Okay. All right. I keep wanting
the bank I grew up with, and when I was young, in the town I grew up in, it was older. It was an original.
Okay.
Built.
Okay. If something more transpires with the bank, I want to direct you to go towards an older bank or a more established banking institution. Okay? I wish I could be more clear on it, and I feel like it's something to do like with mutual funds or investments.
Okay.
Okay? And it's like right now, is this a safe investment? And it's like, I don't know, give me a dart, how accurate we can be. Bernie Madoff aside, if we go with an older, more established institution that has a proven track record, usually they have a system that works. Okay?
Okay.
So we're a little bit safer. So I don't know if you've been considering investing right now, or mutual funds, or sticking your neck out there and putting some money in that really iffy stock market right now, but go with an older institution.
Okay.
Are you going to... No, did you just buy a new pair of leather shoes?
A new pair of leather shoes. I wouldn't say I just bought it. There, a couple of months ago, I bought a new pair of leather boots.
Oh, okay. So, we're just getting confirmation on new shoes. What I'm seeing, and it can mean either one of two things to me, I'm seeing a kangaroo. That either means trip to Australia, which I got an international no sign to, or new leather shoes. So... just so you know, Grandma's keeping up with you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Do you own a fast food franchise?
No.
Okay. Is that something you've ever considered?
I think we've considered, becoming business. Into business in the food industry at one point.
I'd like to encourage that.
Okay.
I'm seeing every franchise I can see, like Cold Stone Creamery, Subway, McDonald's, all that, but, going in with a different approach. Now is the time for you to really make your fortune. That's what I'm feeling like. You've been ignoring the polls and then kind of second-guessing the polls of doing, I feel like I should invest in this, or I feel like I should go in that direction. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Start listening to yourself, because you're very accurate. Okay?
Okay.
Like, very accurate? Like, you should have a show on BBS Radio. You're very accurate. Is your car red?
No, but I have owned a red car before. No,
was it a convertible?
My current car is not red. And no, the car that I owned that was red was not a convertible.
It was not a convertible. Have you been wanting a red convertible?
Well, who doesn't want a red convertible? I mean, that's...
Your grandma.
I haven't. I'd love to just have a convertible, but,
okay.
I haven't. No, that isn't something that's, like, been... eating away at me, in specific. Okay. I need a red convertible now.
Are you in Minnesota?
No.
Okay, are you in the northern part of the climate? Are you cold?
Yes.
Okay, today is the perfect day to go test drive convertibles. You might get the deal of a century. Okay?
Okay.
It's like, who in their right mind would buy a convertible today? Let's make him a deal he can't refuse, okay? What I'm seeing is this. A few years ago, a few of us from up here went to Sedona, Arizona to kind of, you know, see Sedona because everybody needs to go there, and it snowed. And us being from Alaska, it was no big deal because it was only a couple inches of snow. So we rented a red Ford Mustang convertible and we're driving around with the top down.
Yeah.
Totally crazy. I mean, you know.
I've heard of
that too. Yeah, it wasn't snowing at the time, so it was okay. So I want to encourage you to at least go out and look at them, test drive, have a good time, because the car dealers will just be scratching their head going, this guy's crazy. Let's sell him a car. Let's give him a car just because he made the effort. Okay.
Okay.
Is there a P-A-U-L female name around you?
Secretary in our office.
Okay. Is this person from another country?
No.
Okay. Is she, not from there?
I don't know her all that well. I know her name, and she's a sweetheart, but I'm not really around her a lot, given the nature of her duties and the nature of mine.
Right. Okay. Are you the engineer?
I am not the engineer.
You're not. Okay.
I'm not an engineer.
I get the P-A-U-L, and I'm getting an energy of somebody who's very excited, very excitable, attaches very quickly.
Okay.
So it's like, be nice, but keep your distance.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I would say that we're good to go there.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And I'm kind of getting like an eyeball shutting. So was there a specific question that you had real quick?
A specific question, it's a lifelong question that goes back to when you mentioned David, and I was wondering if there anything else that you were.
Are you adopted?
Getting.
Are you adopted?
I'm adopted by my stepfather.
Okay, all right.
And
Does that have a bearing on David?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is there an alcoholism with your biological father?
Yes.
Okay. Is this starting to rear its ugly head in your life?
No.
Is the pain?
It's more of a curiosity. I never knew David. And,
Okay. Is David the biological father?
Yes, he is.
Okay. This is the third eye issue in the Goliath that we were talking about. I really want you to encourage you to learn everything you can about the mechanics of alcoholism that you can. Okay.
Okay.
It has to do with deep emotional pain. Okay. By the time we start anesthetizing ourselves with alcohol, it's gone way past the initial pain. Okay. Is there a connection to Kansas and David?
I honestly don't know. It wouldn't be, you know, too far fetched to assume that, but I don't know for sure.
Okay, David is still here, is that right? He's still alive?
To my knowledge, I believe he is, but I don't know.
Okay, I feel like he is, and I feel like there's a Kansas connection. And if you've been, you know, beating yourself up whether you should go look for David or not go look for David, it's part of you. So
yes, go look for him?
Yes. Go look for him.
I've tried to look for him, with whatever avenues I have at my hand, which is the internet and phone books and stuff, and I can't find him.
I gotcha. Okay. I really get Kansas. Have you ever been to Kansas?
Oh, yeah.
It's like flat.
Yeah, I'm from Oklahoma originally. So
okay.
That's why I'm saying Kansas, you know, wouldn't be far enough to see where there. I'm sure he's been there, so.
I want to steer you towards Kansas as you're looking for David. And I want you to come from the point of view as I'm looking for a part of myself.
Okay.
Okay. In shamanism, a lot of times there's issues called soul fragmentation in how I I am not a shaman by any means, but how I understand it, or what I understand it to mean, is part of ourself that has splintered off, that until we find it, we cannot become a whole person. We can't understand ourselves. So I'm feeling like this is a very important journey for you, and it's the journey that's important, not necessarily the finding David. Okay. Do you know much about your third eye chakra?
No.
Learn all. Look at C-H-A-K-R-A. Look up chakra.
Uh-huh.
Look up third eye. Learn to balance your chakras. Learn to go within. Again, when we do that, we are able to ask the questions that will lead us in the direction that will help us find some closure. I want to tell you, David's still here, and I get a very strong smell of, like, beer. Lots of it. I feel like I'm playing pool. I feel like this is something I don't do. Feels like I'm in a bar.
Mm.
And I want to say it's a honky-tonk, like a little roadside place, like something you would find in Oklahoma.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Don't let this consume you, but know that it's going to be a very big part of your life.
Can you eat and breathe? Can you tell me if he wants to, if he would be bothered if I tried to find him?
David carries a lot of guilt. So a lot of times, again, when we talk about confrontation, and I had mentioned this, a lot of times when we don't know how to react, we react fearfully with anger.
Okay.
So you, when you, and I feel like you're going to find him. When you do find him, just observe for a while. Okay? There was a story I'm being reminded of right now of, I think it was on Fox News on the Internet. I don't have TV anymore, so I get to look at the Internet. Two police officers that worked together, had been working together, and found out they were father and son. Okay?
I vaguely remember reading or hearing something like that, too.
Yeah, so that you might find yourself in a similar scenario with David.
Okay.
I want to give you, I'm getting like a very soft heart coming through. So I want to, this is pretty, you're a very soft person, is that right? That's your nature?
Yeah, I definitely try to be soft.
Okay, all right. Well, David has a soft heart also, but it's behind a whole bunch of hard rocks.
Okay,
so you guys have that commonality. You didn't learn that from somebody else. You got that genetically.
Okay.
All right, so don't... Many times it's kind of like if you've got an animal that's very upset and angry. If you're not confrontational towards the animal and you're just kind of there, we call it at our house stealth mode, especially when you see a bear, you go into stealth mode. You just shut up. If you don't look it directly in the eye and you don't confront it in any way, it may become curious and come over and want to get to know you better. Okay? I kind of feel like this is the approach when you meet David. Don't be confrontational. Don't look him in the eye and say, "Where'd you go?"
Oh, yeah. That's not me, though.
Yeah. Take your time and get to know him. Does the name Freddie make sense?
Freddie?
Uh-huh.
No, never knew a Freddy.
Okay, write that down, too, because I'm getting... There was this horror movie a long time ago, and the character's name was Freddy, and he was just yucky.
Well,
and
yeah,
I
mean, that's what came to mind when you said it, but I mean...
Yeah.
Everybody knows that guy. But,
things I don't like to deal with. Okay. There's something scary looming around David, something scary in the Finding David or whatever, and I get that Freddy reference to that. So that may be something that David is working through right now, and it may be his own. It's probably his own guilt,
mm-hmm.
His own fear of how are you going to receive me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Are you
in radio?
That's really been the lifelong question for me: is anything about him? And
are you in
now,
radio?
What's that?
Are you in radio?
Am I in radio? I have been in college. I did some radio stuff. But
David is in radio.
He's in radio.
David is in radio, and I want to feel like selling ads or selling stuff. I'm not in the business, so I don't selling stuff or selling airtime or selling ads.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So lifelong questions, too, just so you know, you're in touch with your life purpose. Okay? When we pay attention to those nagging questions and they've always been there nagging at us, we're listening.
Okay.
So that's really encouraging. That's good to hear.
All right.
Okay. Lucille.
Lucille?
Uh-huh.
Lucille. I don't know Lucille.
Does your mother have red hair?
No, my mother has, she's a brunette.
Okay. Who's the redhead?
My sister.
Okay. Is she an L?
Is she an L?
Uh-huh.
No.
No?
She's an E.
Okay. Okay. Is she in any way like Lucille Ball? Is she a comedian? Is she funny?
No. I mean, okay. She has been. I mean, she's you know, the typical person who can be funny, but she's not like Lucille Ball.
Okay. All right. Lucy wasn't funny. Dorothy was funny.
We watched Lucy growing up with my mom. We'd do the whole Nick at Night reruns, you know, in high school.
Okay.
I'd watch that stuff with Rhoda. And I remember that.
I get the name Lucille, and I'm seeing Lucille Ball very, very clearly. And I'm really, they take away her face, and I see that red hair. Okay. So this person is very important. I want to say that she lifts your energy up or she keeps things light.
Okay.
Does she do that? Like when the family gets together, does she raise the energy?
No. No. The opposite, I would say.
The opposite?
In recent years.
It's all right.
I mean, but you know, I'm trying to think of redhead. She's the only redhead that stands out. I know my grandmother has.
Well, if you know...
Worthy, a redhead.
Is mom's mom a redhead?
No.
Okay.
No, she was a brunette, too.
Okay, if you know about Lucille Ball, she really wasn't funny. Desi wrote all of her scripts. Desi was funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so your sister kind of picks up on the energy that's around. So if your sister's being a real boat anchor at Christmas, start feeding her lines. Start laughing with her and not at her, and I feel like she can really raise the vibration once she gets out of that rut.
Okay.
She's actually a really helpful person.
Yeah, I believe that.
She just needs some help. She needs somebody else to write the script.
Okay.
So. Okay, and I'm going to leave you with this. I feel like I want to go marlin fishing in Mexico. Are you going? Are you taking an exotic fishing trip?
I'm not in my plans. No, you know, I have been fishing for big fish, but not marlin. And
do you fish in like
you
the
know,
Gulf?
It's probably something I might do later on if I take my wife and I take this Mexico trip we want to take eventually here.
Oh, okay. As I say, do you fish in the Gulf of Mexico? Because that's where
I've never even been. Never even been. I want to go, but I'm sure we'll.
You should go.
I might explore that later when it comes.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the Gulf of Mexico, and I'm kind of, you know, Belize is just right off there.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of feel like I'm fishing for marlin, and I'm not a real country western music fan, but I hear a song by Alan Jackson, and he's singing Fishing for Blue Marlin.
Well, we like
so
Alan Jackson.
This might be symbolic, too, of how you feel the process of looking for David is going. It's like fishing for a fish, a big, exotic fish.
Yeah.
What do I do
awesome.
When I catch it?
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. It's going to go very well. Please know that emotionally, I feel like David is younger than you are.
Yeah. I do feel old sometimes.
Yeah, well, you're old. And are you? You're in your 40s, right?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right. Would David be in his 40s?
No, he would be 56.
Okay. Okay, I get that the 40s are very important. So if you're not there yet, look forward to them.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, sometimes when we hit 40, we really come into our own.
Okay.
I will leave you with that. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you, Julie, for hearing me.
Hey, no problem. Bless you.
All right.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Well, that was a neat reading. The energy of that caller felt very, very good and very wise. I like to run into that. Getting back to what I was talking to, that never-ending why question, which is kind of funny because that's the question that the last caller had, the life purpose question. Sometimes we notice that people who are involved in metaphysical studies seem to go a little sideways. they venture off in these really strange quests and searches and things like that. It seems that I'm now heading sideways on my own journey to find out that much of what I like to talk about or that I'm interested in lately flies under the radar of acceptable cocktail party chit-chat. I kind of have a deep yearning to get to the bottom of the ever-present need to explore more of my own personal consciousness. And the question for me, the big what question lately, is what is the energy that so many of us have tried to spend our lives defining? Who and what is the creator? I have come to understand that if it's crossing my mind, it's also crossing the mind of at least another person on the planet. So I thought I would talk about it. I find myself wondering lately, and if anybody else is wondering this, please feel free to call in or send an email and back me up here. I seem to keep having similar themed dreams that just feel different, but I'm having them over and over. And from what I know now, these really are not dreams. I feel like I'm looking at the same piece of furniture from very different points of view with different lighting and carpet colors. It's like trying it out in different rooms. I hope that makes sense. I find out that I am extremely interested in the subject of UFOs lately, thinking of them as old friends from my childhood that I'm eager to reunite with. But the question is, who are they and what are they? Are they actual beings or are they thought forms? Are they just an energy reaching out to us in the same way that we reach out when we astral travel or when we travel in dreams? That's kind of a mind bender. You don't know the answer to that question right now, but I am asking the question. One of my favorite DVDs of all time is a movie called Contact with Jodie Foster. I'm old enough to admit that I have followed Miss Foster's career from its beginning, and I've always been interested in what projects she's working on. I feel that she has a very old soul, and her eyes of knowing seem to share that. In the movie Contact, and here's what I find so interesting about it, she is a scientist who is finally able to make contact with her departed father, not through mediumship, but she goes through a different avenue. She uses a device with a chair to travel through a wormhole to meet the energy who was her father on a beach, or what she perceives as a beach. What really struck me about the movie the first time I saw it is that I had a similar experience in meeting the energy that was my father here, minus the chair and the device. But I could really understand the feeling that she was trying to portray when she came back, because it was much the same as the feeling that I had when I experienced that energy. Was it a dream? Perhaps. In the movie, the experience changed her life. I believe in the movie there were 18 seconds of missing time for her, and when she was in this wormhole talking to her father, it felt like much longer than that, like maybe days. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. Where does 2012 fit into this scenario? What is your point? I recently was sent a very cool YouTube link that the sender thought I might be interested in. I watched it. My jaw dropped completely through the floor, and I was in a word gobsmacked by what I saw. So many of the things that were being discussed made perfect sense, and so many things that I had briefly considered came up within the course of this YouTube movie. Things like pine cones, one of my passions, which is peacocks. You can never have enough peacock feathers or peacock eyes. Egyptology. I love Egyptology. Things like that. So I just thought that was very very interesting, and I love it when synchronicity happens and someone sends me something like that. Unfortunately, we're out of time. So I will be talking more about all of this on the next show. So please hold that thought until March 18th. Those of you who are in Alaska, please make sure this weekend when you come to Metapalooza to let me or my helper, the amazing Dar, know that you're listening to us on BBS Radio. Those of you in Montana, I am anxiously awaiting the arrival of my airplane landing in Missoula. It will be good to kick up my heels in the Old West and connect with some new friends. Until then, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful night and have a wonderful life. Bye-bye.